Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, hi, Tom. Everybody. Hi, Suze. How are you doing?
I'm good. That's a very... You know, is that a check or is it a stripe?
It's quite a fine check, quite a fine gingham.
It's a fine gingham.
Like a tablecloth, but blue.
Very nice. Mm. It's very nice. Mm. Now, is that a shirt or is it a pyjama shirt?
No, it's a shirt. I'm properly dressed.
There wouldn't be... Tom,
I don't have any gingham.
I believe your pyjama shirts look like you're properly dressed. That wasn't a dig at your day clothes. In fact, it was a compliment of your evening wear, your slumber.
That is true. Wear. My pyjamas are quite formal, actually, yes. The ones I've got on, yeah, they're a little bit battened, but yeah, I didn't wear them on the call. But I do like them. I do like them.
Now, I hear you have no hot water.
Suze, we've had a real nightmare. We don't know what it is, but the boiler has gone funny on us, and we're not getting hot water for some reason. And I think there's some sort of leak internally.
So you've been having cold showers?
Well, I started off doing that, and then I realised there was a switch in there, which is an immersion heater, so which is very expensive, I know. I know, but I'm going with it, and so we've been doing that really.
Marvellous.
It's getting us through.
And you've got a plumber around.
The plumber's coming around. There's also the unfortunate sort of drain smell we sometimes have, which we're trying to get rid of. Obviously, but it's only one sort of small patch, so it makes me wonder if it's maybe haunted rather than a plumber.
Oh, you think it might be like the bad smell of a ghost or something? Or a memory.
Yeah, so it might be an exorcist, yeah, rather than a plumber we need. But I don't know.
Well, you do live right near that church. I suppose you could just ask a priest to pop over.
I could ask the vicar to pop round and see if there's anything she could do. But yeah,
some holy water. I wonder how frequently vicars are called out on that.
Well, I think it's probably the sort of thing people would quite like, isn't it?
Do you think it sort of breaks up the week?
What, I've got a hospital visit at 2 and an exorcism at 3 and the parish council at 4.
Gosh, that's a busy day. I don't know if you could do all those things back to back like that.
I mean, yeah, one after the other back to back. That's,
that might be exhausting.
That would be a bit tiring, I think. I don't know, Suze. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not across the diaries of religious folk. Clergy?
Not as much as people would assume of the clergy, yeah. But I guess they might be asked to do it more than you realise. We are approaching Halloween season, so spooky.
Oh, indeed. I forgot about that. The spooky season.
It's very much, you can feel the change of the season. Can you feel that, Suze?
Oh, yes, I can, Tom. I'm still in shorts every day, but slightly colder on the leg.
You will feel it on your little leggies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, just be aware. Be aware, I say. But we've had the plumber out. And also, Suze, I wanted to tell you, we went to a queer film festival.
A quim festival?
A quim...
Quilm.
Yeah. Quilm, yeah. That's quilm. It, yeah.
Talk to me about the Quilm festival.
Well, it was at the Picture House in Clapham.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
Which is an area I find traditionally quite intense and terrifying.
Is that because of the two brewers?
Well, I think it's the two brewers and the 4,000 gays. It's very...
I don't know how they get enough beer. How do they make enough beer?
Those brewers are working so hard. I just always find it like it's where the cool gays live and I've never been one of them. But we went to see Beautiful Thing.
Now... Is that the one? No, I'm thinking of the one with the laundrette.
There is Our Beautiful Laundrette.
Yes. What's the beautiful thing? And tell me about it. Have I seen it? I might have.
I'm just going to make sure it hasn't got an before it.
Tom, I don't think someone's going to get in touch and say, you called it A Beautiful Thing and it's actually Beautiful Thing.
It's actually Beautiful Thing and I was right all along.
It's
about the two teenage boys who live in Thamesmead.
Gay, is it? Gay.
And they're gay. Gays.
They're gay, but they're nice.
They're gay, but they're very nice.
As lots of my family might say.
Yes.
They're gay, but they're lovely. We don't need the but. We need an
and. We don't need the but. And they're lovely. They're gay and they're lovely. But it's a lovely film. And I have seen it before, but it's Alfie's favourite. And so it was a Q&A with the writer, Jonathan Harvey.
Oh, yes. He's very good on everything.
Yeah, he's very funny, isn't he?
Didn't he write Gimme, Gimme, Gimme?
He did. And he wrote beautiful. He wrote the adaptation of Beautiful People. He writes on Coronation Street a lot.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He's a Corrie writer as well. Do you know him?
I think I have met him once or twice.
You didn't say hello?
I didn't. I hovered and I thought, no, there's too many people saying hello. He doesn't need me.
I think it would have been a pleasure for him to meet you.
Well, I'm sure.
I've come to meet you for your pleasure.
For your pleasure. This is, must be a huge pleasure for you. I'm here. But I really enjoyed it. I wonder if a number of our listeners might already be fans of it. It is kind of a cult. Well, this is the discussion. It's called a cult classic, but it's just a classic, I think. It's a
do you
very
think
sweet
it's,
film.
People put the word cult in because it's other.
Maybe. Yeah, so it's a bit different, I suppose. Mm. I think the way that Jonathan Harvey writes is quite unusual. It's quite inspired, the way he sort of writes these kind of wild moments and these kind of... Have you ever seen the film?
I feel like I have, but a long time ago. I feel like I'm probably ready to watch it again.
They're all brilliant in it. Yeah, there's lots of kind of... Yeah, quite eccentric moments in it. And then at the heart of it is this very sweet story of two teenagers who kind of, without making a big deal about it, there's not like underscoring in music. And this is a story about love. And so you have to have slushy music or sad music or angry music. You just witness it. You just kind of witness this story. And it's kind of in Thamesmead, in the...
The gayest of all the meads.
It's such a gay mead.
Ah, oh, such a gay mead.
And they go to the gay bar, the Gloucester in Greenwich. I didn't know that was there. I mean, the thing is, it was all set up the road for me as a teenager, and I was literally a teenager at the time, and I didn't watch it until I was about 35. So I was sad that I hadn't seen it. I hadn't had access to it, I suppose, as a kid.
Mm. Yeah. Shame they didn't put it on late on Channel 4, or maybe they did, but it was a day that your dad had stayed up to watch something.
Maybe, yeah, somebody was staying up to watch something. It was very good. Just thought I'd start us off by telling everyone about how lovely it was to rewatch it.
Well, if you're looking for something to watch,
yes,
along with Beautiful Thing, I went to see Oh Mary with Jinx Monsoon.
You hadn't seen it before?
I hadn't seen it before.
Ah, oh, great, great show.
It's bonkers.
That is a bonkers show as well, yeah. I mean, that's more bonkers than Beautiful Thing, considerably more.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
But fun. And fun.
Oh, so fun. Mm. So silly. For what a queer audience, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It really was gay men and their chatty female friends.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice atmosphere in there, isn't it?
A lovely atmosphere. And I thought Jinx Monsoon was amazing. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that show was such a testament to Cola Scola, who's the writer and creator. You know, we've spoken a lot on this podcast before, haven't we, about like just doing the thing that you think is good and that you think is funny and believing in it and trusting that an audience will come.
Yeah, for sure.
And I thought that was just the most perfect example of it.
Oh, what a good write-up. Yeah.
I loved it for that.
Well, it's sort of... It's lovely in the way that it doesn't always add up as a show.
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean that in the best way. Like it doesn't...
Oh.
I think we live in such an age when it's like, why is this character doing this? I don't know if you've ever pitched things where they've said that and they've gone, I don't understand. Why would this character say this? Why would this character do that? Why would this...
Because sometimes things don't make sense.
And I wish I'd done that more with things and gone, I don't know. They just do. Because I think people just do things. They don't always do it because it's serving the purpose of the narrative or serving the objectives of their character all the time. I don't behave like that.
No, and I also think sometimes we do things and we don't know why we do them until afterwards.
Yeah.
And I mean like much after.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's such... You know, I wonder if they were saying that about something like Ab Fab, where they were like, but why does Idina Monsoon do this? You know, she just does. Like, you don't need to go through it.
Yeah, she's not, yeah.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Yeah, why doesn't she sort out her...
relationship with her daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, why doesn't... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why?
Because then the sitcom ends.
That's such a good comparison, because I think we all loved that so much growing up, because it was just so bonkers, and you just had these characters just sort of mincing in and just saying a strange thing and then leaving. But nothing really happened. Often most of the episode was them getting in the car.
Yeah, well, the ambition of the character would be to go to this party on Friday. No greater than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or to meet Christian Lacroix.
Oh, yes, it's still met Christian Lacroix. But do you know what I mean about this kind of... I was saying it to Alfie, and I think I was driving him around the bend, saying about how nice it is to not be...
Good that you're driving again, though.
Yeah, great. Mirror signal removal. But sort of saying about, like, how we need stories that are kind of, like, unexplained, because that's creative, rather than kind of almost AI-esque, like, and the character does this, and then they do that, and this leads us to this, and the end.
I agree. I totally agree. I think sometimes it's good to not know why a character's doing something, or to allow the audience to decide, or the reader, or the...
Yeah.
I agree, Tim. I agree.
It is. Playfulness.
A little... You heard it here first, in case you're interested. I have a special episode of Out coming out with Jinx Monsoon.
Oh, great.
She was great. I kind of fell in love. She's incredible. We had such a nice chat.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I think that's going to be out next week or the week after. So if you're an Out fan, have a look. If you're not an Out fan, have a listen.
Have a listen. What a great booking. I've always admired her theatricality, that kind of going at drag through theatre.
Oh, very much so. And Broadway. And I mean, interesting that we were saying about Adina from Abfab, because that's why she's called Monsoon. That's where her surname comes from, because her mum was a big fan of British comedy.
Isn't that wonderful?
So that's sort of slapstick. It all sort of adds up. But we talk all about this, which is brilliant.
Oh, that's right. Because I remember on RuPaul's Drag Race, there was a lot of sense of like, who's this person? They're not like the other drag queens.
Yeah, and I was like, was great. Kind of a,
Yeah. It was there was a lot of, what was the character she did for Snatch Game?
Judy Garland.
Was it Judy or was it?
I think she's done a few.
I feel like she did somebody from Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you sure people are going to get that? Is that going to work? They were quite questioning of it. And then she really flew.
Yeah. So. I think, I mean, she and I talk about this in the conversation, but that thing of sort of doing what you think is good.
Oh,
not
right.
Not really paying attention to other things.
Brave. Wonderful.
You know, creating on your own terms.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Very inspiring. Very inspiring. And sometimes takes all the work, all the energy to get to that place, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It really does. But it takes an enormous amount of vulnerability, I think, as well.
Yeah.
To put it all out there, to leave it all on the stage.
Leave it all on the stage. And you can make mistakes and get it wrong sometimes in that process. I think that's the thing
we're
that
allowed
we're
to.
Afraid of. Yeah, but we're allowed to, exactly. Well, I do think in the age of AI, that's the answer.
Well, yes. And I think that, like, the willingness to fail is often a sort of really necessary part of, like, the creative process.
Yeah.
And failing. Like, I think that the only way that I got good at stand-up was by having shows that didn't do as well and didn't hold people's attention. And then once I learned how to do it, I, like, found a new gear. I got so much better. But I had to sort of write the stuff that wasn't as good to work out how to write good stuff.
Maybe I'm similar, yes. I dare say I am. Yeah.
Anyway, am I the new Brené Brown?
Well, wouldn't it be lovely?
Everyone's saying it. Is that how you say her name?
Everyone's saying it. I actually don't know who that is. Sorry.
Oh, she's an American. Do you need any more than that? She could be Canadian. I think she's American.
Okay.
So she's someone who is a life coach who will talk a lot about doing the work and, you know, facing the inner critic and facing the outer critic. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you need to meet yourself in the right place.
My goodness.
A willingness to meet yourself. I mean,
I've got to meet myself. Sure. I haven't got time in the diary.
Also, like, where are we going to meet?
Where
does
do
there
you
need to be a mirror?
Terrifying.
A lot of that. I just felt a bit like I could be a life coach then.
Well, I would listen to you. I mean,
would you? What about if I did one of those events at like Earl's Court, where I was sort of walking around going, "You being the best person you can be,"
wearing a head mic. Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Oh yeah.
Would you?
We'd all be there, Suze. We'd all be there going like, "No, I'm not the best person."
I'd have to probably get really ripped.
Yeah. You'd have to be one of those people.
Hmm.
Do it, I say, do it.
Do you reckon?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll speak to Flo. Could we book Earl's Court? All of it.
See what she suggests. I have some emails, Suze.
Oh, thank goodness. Go on.
One here from Tom. Dear Dr. Raffel and Mr. Allen. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Very nice.
I have the same memory as Tom regarding not learning grammar until doing year 8 French. Our teacher, Madame Taylor, brackets her French, was exasperated asking us what the past participle of the first person version of to eat is in English. After 10 minutes of many students saying, "I ate," she eventually said we were wrong and it was, "I have eaten." It's not our fault the syllabus was lacking in this regard. I've seen my nephew's English tests for year 6 SATs, and they ask all sorts of grammar questions, subjunctives, present perfect tense, etc. Anyway, lack of grammar education didn't do either of you authors, brackets, clang, any harm. From Tom, who then sends a subsequent email. Apologies, I forgot to sign off with the usual number of buyers. Since my missive this morning, I have started Common Decency in audiobook format. Oh, thank you. It's fabulous. Oh, thank you. He said he's 8 chapters in and is hooked on the characters from the first chapter. I'm fascinated by Miranda and her drinks choices. Oh, bye, 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 bye. From Tom. Not me.
Different Tom.
Different Tom.
Different Tom. Tom. Thank you for using my proper title. I appreciate that.
Yeah, isn't that nice, Suze?
I appreciate that. I've got a lovely one here. Susie and Tom, I was thrilled when you read my letter out last week. I don't know if it was last week. It may have been before now. And even more so that you had follow-up questions. Ah, yes. I can very happily report back that Costa Rica is indeed gay-friendly. The local motto is Pura Vida. It really describes the mindset of the wonderful locals we met. They seem, brackets, broadly open to just letting people enjoy life in this beautiful corner of the world. The capital, San Jose, is a cosmopolitan city, and its Barrio Escalante neighborhood was especially queer. But we felt welcomed across the country as well. Even our rented Suzuki Jimny 4x4 was screaming lesbian culture. Indeed, yeah. They always do.
Mm.
I also can confirm that there are hotspots of the sort Tom curiously inquired. The coastal town of Miguel Antonio we stayed at wasn't a great gay hotel, but Villa Roca, perched just above the beautiful Pacific beaches, to be specific. We travelled during the rainy season, so it wasn't too busy, and the locals promised that it's a full-on party during the Pride celebrations. We had a wonderful day on Playatas, the gay beach just beneath. Again, I was assured that this is a hotspot during the busy season. Tom, what's a hotspot? Like a cruising place?
What's hotspot not? Well, I don't
Or is there a way that you can just get really good Wi-Fi?
I can't remember what I asked about. Yes, it must be where someone can tell you to their emails. No,
you can tether.
Tether. Feel free to tether. I think I just asked. I can't remember. Was there a town centre? Maybe we've been talking about Gran Canaria.
I see.
That's right.
Don't worry, Tom. No one's suggesting that you were looking for a cruising spot.
Please.
If you're still recruiting correspondents from abroad, please accept this as an application to a posting. I live in New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, isn't that
nice? I'm happily available for any like-minded friend needs. Thank you, and Pura Vida.
Pure of you too, Taylor.
Thank you, dear.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor the Latte Boy. Do you know that song?
No. Is it a Taylor Swift one?
No, I don't know how I know it. It's just in my head. It might be from a musical. It might not. Who knows?
Nice song.
I'm almost certain that was both in the wrong tune and rhythm. You're welcome, guys.
Oh. Okay, well, that's it. That's the thing about you. You're always scatting away.
Oh, doesn't that mean something really disgusting?
No, it just means you're making up the words and the lyrics.
But wasn't scat, isn't scatting something to do with...
It can be.
Oh, no. It can be.
Isn't it terrible?
Jazz
singers can't even have that.
Mm. Yeah. What else can they take from the jazz singers?
Mm. Mm. Poor Clear Lane. Hello, hello. First time I've emailed anybody like this. Just say, absolutely love the show. It's a beacon of goodness and positivity, which we definitely need at the moment. Just a quick question on being taken to Brighton for my birthday, middle of next month. This still might be useful. As early August, this came in. So I assume next month is mid-September. Any ideas what we could do on a Saturday night? Any good places to eat? I need advice. Would be gratefully received in the most gayest ways. Keep up the good work. Sending you much love. Bye, 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 bye. Matt from Hazelmere. What do you think?
Ooh.
Where would you recommend going? Do people still go to, is it Legends, all those bars?
Not so much. Well, actually, they probably do. Young people probably do. That's the thing. The thing is about Brighton is it is just sort of quite gay everywhere.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Which I love. In that you don't really need to go to a gay bar as such, because any bar that you go in...
is intrinsically gay.
It's pretty, like, you know, if not gay, gay friendly. You know, it's very, it's just a very inclusive place.
Right.
But if you're looking somewhere nice for tea,
some supper. Yeah.
I went to Terra Terre the other day, which is a vegetarian restaurant. I'm not veggie, but it was very, very nice. And I also, Burnt Orange. Alice
Yes.
Had such a fantastic meal there. It's often voted like the best restaurant in Brighton. It is just really, really good. Really,
is it
really,
up
really
an alleyway?
Good. Yeah, kind of.
Oh, you got the side bit to get in there.
Yes, exactly. That's right. You got the side bit.
Mm.
But I really love it there. If you want something quicker, VIP, very important pizza, down on the Stein. You know what I mean.
I never know how to say that.
No, but that's very good. Very good pizza. Okay. I'd say the best pizza in Brighton. There you have it.
Well, there you have
Where
it. Now you know. Now you know.
But they're not sort of gay establishments, but you'll be very welcome there. Very welcome indeed.
Very welcome. Okay. Very lovely welcome. Advice there for Matt. Well, Suze, what are you going to do the rest of today?
Do you know what, Tom? I'm still sort of having a sort out of bits and bobs in the house.
Wonderful.
I'm going to go through the baby's toys and books and things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take some to the charity shop when she's not here, the ones that she's forgotten about. And then I'm going to go through some stuff with her because she needs to make some decisions on bits as well. So we're going to do that. Well, I'm going to do that. And then I will enlist her once I've sort of done some of the process. And that's about it. I'm just starting to sort of get back into working. I'm going to Edinburgh this week.
Oh, Suze, what are you doing up there?
I'm hosting a thing for the Television Awards.
Oh, that's nice.
Hopefully, should be, with Maisie, which would be nice.
Oh, lovely.
And then I'm playing the comedy stage at the Big Festival this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be lovely.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited because obviously the food's going to be amazing. And I imagine the wine will be pretty good too.
Eamon's going to be there. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that is good news.
Isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, I'm going to find him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, thanks. It's lovely to catch up.
Listen, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze.
Okay, Dad.
All right, everybody. Bye. Have great weeks.
What have you got planned, Tom?
I've got a bit of voiceover to do today.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
You're in fine voice for it?
I like to think so.
Do you go into a studio or do you do that from home?
Sometimes I do it from home. Sometimes I go in. Today I'm going in. So
it's quite nice to go in sometimes, isn't it?
It's quite nice to go in. Quite nice. Quite nice.
Get yourself a nice coffee from somewhere, will you?
Oh, yes, maybe I will. That's a nice treat.
Yeah, a nice coffee. A little mince around.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, really nice. Okay, well, listen, next week you can tell us how the coffee was.
I'm gonna.
Okay, dear. I'll speak to you next week.
I'll speak to you next week. All right, bye for now. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye,